The law has developed with case law rather than any input from Parliament, and indeed not even a lot of input from the higher courts. It's dealt primarily on a judge alone basis, often on a Friday night or a Saturday, dealing with injunctions. They make decisions. Sometimes these decisions are reported. There have been some false dawns. For example, at the beginning of the footballers' case, there was a case we now know of, Flitcroft, where there was the Court of Appeal, it went to them and they said, well, because he's a public figure and a role model, there should be a greater intrusion of his private life tolerated. The courts then laughed at that and said that was completely wrong. Ironically, we're now drifting back to that view, as was more recently discovered when the courts looked at the Terry injunction or super injunction, and there are various reasons why that didn't stand. Again, one felt a feeling on the court's part that they'd gone perhaps too far when too many celebrities were protecting not really very damaging secrets.